Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is your friend, the Last Nighter, again, speaking from the bankrupt little theater at Tottering on the Brink. Oops, don't jiggle it now. Well, this is quite an occasion for the little theater. We have a cash customer here tonight. He bought and paid for his ticket with real money. Oh, I beg your pardon, sir? Well, you thought you were buying a chance on the Irish sweepstakes. No, this is bunk night, not bank night. However, I'll tell you what I'll do just to soothe your wounded feelings. Here's Betty Jane Rhodes joining Jimmy Greer to vocalize Blue for you. Just consider it our overture. All right, James and Company. Mighty decent musicking, James, and that goes for you too, Betty. And now for the piece de resistance of the program, or as we French say, the clam-bake portion of the show. Our educational short subject fairly dripping with vital news item, The March of Twerp, featuring a musical background by the Sextet from Lucia.
Just a minute, brawny brain. A musical background by the what from Lucia?
The Sextet.
Let's keep sex out of this.
Let's keep quiet, quiet. The March of Twerp. Hears nothing, sees nothing, suspects nothing. Curtain, Rusty, turn the crank. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Edmund C. Twerp, speaking for the Twerp's Diversal Newsreel in a special edition for the Bankrupt Little Theater. The latest events in the do's of the nay, or the nays of the do. Or, well, it's all new stuff. Twerp marches on. Paris, France. An intimate glimpse behind the scenes. And there's an overworked phrase, if I ever used one, at the famous Folies Bergères. The Paris correspondent for the International Harness Makers Gazette and Crochet Lovers Quarterly is attempting to gain an interview with the great French actress Mademoiselle Mayonnaise. Mademoiselle Mayonnaise, of course, is the toast of Paris, the burned toast with lots of crust. Some whimsy. Ah, here we are just outside the star's dressing room.
No, madame, she cannot see you. Madame, she is very busy.
Wait a minute, what's this very busy department? What are you talking?
Don't be a dope, you dope. I'm giving out a very fine French dialect.
French dialect, eh? Well, it's pretty corny. You better drop the dialect. What was that?
I just dropped the dialect.
My, what a heavy brogue. Well, no matter. I'm still waiting to see May.
May who?
Mayonnaise.
You can't see Mayonnaise.
Why not?
Mayonnaise is dressing.
Mayonnaise? I think the Marines will be here any minute now. But perhaps you can help me. My paper has an unconfirmed rumor.
What paper hasn't?
Well, you can read, eh? Well, what I want to know is this. I understand that Mademoiselle Mayonnaise is doing a dance in nothing but a coat of silver paint.
Well, that's just a novelty, of course.
Well, but won't the police arrest her?
Not until the novelty wears off.
Twerp lurches on. Flannel Cake, New Jersey. Civic pride takes a hand.
Quit bowing, Twerp. That's not for you.
Quiet. This is serious.
New political regime to oust all racketeers and big cleanup campaign.
Graft and vice in our city must go, says George J. Feinfeld, chairman of the Anti-Stuff Committee.
Police given command, shoot to kill.
Frightened racketeers and gangsters take it on the lam.
The lam. Twerk staggers on.
Now it can be buzzed. The first in a series of daring exposés, especially prepared for your shell-like ears by the Last Nighter. It's Love Through the Ages with Twerp, the Great Lover. All right, that's a music cue, Jimmy. How's for a little theme song for Twerp, the Great Lover? Oh, yeah, take it easy, Greer. Ladies and gentlemen, we bring you little pictures of love in the past. We had intended to start with Adam and Eve, but we found that picture was overexposed. So now we bring you the true story of Cleopatra. Cleopatra and Mark Twerpany.
Cleopatra, always Cleopatra. What's she got that I haven't got? Anyhow, who was Cleopatra? What did she ever do?
Well, she certainly made her mark. Oh, well, the opening scene in our little drama reveals Cleopatra and Mark Twerpany floating down the Nile in a barge, which is called the Jasper J. Fishcake, after old Jasper J. of the same name, who was known far and wide as a flea educator.
Wait a minute, Mark Twerpany. Your friend Fishcake did what?
I said that old Jasper Jay was in the business of educating fleas.
I don't know. That sounds like a futile job, educating fleas.
Yeah, I know. They just grow up and go to the dogs. But never mind. Jasper hasn't got a thing to do with the drama. We're still occupied with Cleopatra and Mark Twerpany. As we join them on the barge, we find that Cleopatra is taking the trip to recuperate.
To restufficate from what?
Well, she has just sued her ex-husband, who is a legless wonder, for alimony.
The drama's getting a little complicated. Cleopatra is suing a legless wonder for alimony.
That's right.
Well, is this legless wonder going to pay the alimony?
Certainly. Just as soon as he gets on his feet. Now quit bothering me and we'll get on the barge. Cleopatra, that's you, Annie, and Mark Twerpany, that's me with a beard, are little aware that the cruel tyrant Julius Caesar is but 20 miles away, with his army consisting of 300 war elephants and a piccolo player. The piccolo player is so people won't notice the elephants. They'd slow up the show anyhow. We find Cleopatra and Mark Twerpany, the great lover, engaged in a bit of light chit-chat and pither-pother.
What? No tete-a-tete?
That comes later. Curtain?
Ah, Mark, it's wonderful here on the River Nile. Sit down and tell me all about yourself.
Nay, Cleopatra, I didn't come here to talk. Have you got a good book I could curl up with?
Who do you think you are, Wolcott? Just gaze on the Nile, Mark. So calm, so peaceful.
Yes, and to think that in Rome that brute Julius Caesar is waging war. Why, they say he's killing as many as 100 people a day.
Such goings on. Caesar's killing 100 people a day?
Yeah, he certainly takes life easy. Whew, some joke.
Yeah, some joke. But you're certainly not building up your reputation.
Oh, pardon me, Egypt. I just noticed this bucket of red paint over here by the rail.
The guy is slug silly. Look, Marblehead, it's probably an old Roman custom, but what are you sticking your head in that bucket of red paint for?
I am dying, Egypt, dying. You get it, Cleo? I'm getting touched in the head.
A guy like you should be hung.
Oh, please, nothing really.
Oh, well. Come to me, Mark, my great lover. In spite of all, I cannot do without you. Come to me.
Shh. Hark, Cleopatra. Do I hear footsteps?
Ah, discovered. You're discovered, Mark Twerpany, a traitor.
Good heavens, my husband. Or I mean it's Julius Caesar, the cruel tyrant.
Ah, woe is me. It is Julius Caesar. We are undone. We are undone.
Where?
Never mind the cracks. This is serious. Well, Caesar, what will you with me?
Yes, this is serious, Mark Twerpany. Will you surrender like a gentleman?
This is no time for tricks. I'll just surrender. Well, what now?
Well, the only honorable way out for you is to fall on your sword.
All right, so now I'm a ford swallower. Okay, I'll fall on my sword. Here goes. Oof.
Well, Mark, old man, I didn't think you had it in you.
You didn't think I had it in me? What do you think this is sticking out of my chest, the doorknob?